From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. media outlets say terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have been testing explosive devices that can be hidden in a laptop that can evade some commonly used airport security screening methods. The news organizations say the intelligence played a significant role in the Trump administration's recent decision to prohibit travelers flying out of 10 airports in 8 countries in the Middle East and Africa from carrying laptops and other electronic equipment on board in the cabin area. Early this month, the U.S. government banned laptops and other large electronic devices from the passenger cabin on flights to the United States from 10 airports, including Egypt and Turkey. Britain also took similar measures. The White House sent mixed messages Friday about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators looking into contacts between President Trump's campaign advisors and Russia if he is granted immunity from prosecution. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says the administration is not advising Flynn what to do. Spicer's remarks was in contrast to a tweet earlier in the day from President Trump that agreed Flynn should seek immunity for testifying. Spicer also said the administration is urging people to cooperate with the investigation.
And now we're going to the point where we've actually encouraged people to go talk to the House and Senate Intelligence Committee and the appropriate investigators so that they can continue to get to the bottom of this and get it aside from us. I think that's quite the opposite of what you would normally think that somebody who was not trying to get to the bottom would do.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer and U.S. authorities say 3 people are under arrest in connection to a fire which caused a major portion of an interstate in Atlanta to collapse on Thursday. The road is the main artery into and out of Atlanta. This is VOA News.